This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do we start here? Let's start where this team is right now. You guys lost five straight. I mean, what is the mindset for a ball club? You know, you've lost five straight, and they've been close games. They could have gone either way in each of the five. They haven't gone our way, so to speak. So, I mean, how do you approach each day as you guys come in to get ready for the next game?
The encouraging thing is that we've been right in it for every one of those five games. It's not like we're getting blown out or we're playing like bad baseball per se. It's just it comes down to the little things, in those games. And so, every time that we have a chance to learn from one of those instances where we, we either don't come through in the big spot or we, give up a run we didn't want to, it's important that we just learn from those moments in the game and we improve upon it.
Kyle, you guys, you especially been through the ups and downs of a season so many times. The ups are good, the downs are a little tougher, but I think the fans, we go crazy, probably too crazy over wins and get too upset over losses. How do you guys couch things amongst yourselves in that locker room when you're scuffling a little like this?
Yeah, I think especially those of us with a good amount of seasons under our belt, it's kind of like you gotta temper those emotions a little bit because that it's a really long season, and a stretch like this where you lose five games in a row can easily be counteracted when you go on a streak where you win 8 or 10 games in a row. So it's just about the entire body of work at the end of the year. So it's a fight for consistency and just being at your best every day.
Kyle Gashioka joins us here on Gwynn and Chris. And Kyle, you've been tasked with catching Matt Waldron every fifth day. And he's been on a little bit of a heater here as of late. In terms of what you're seeing from behind the plate, what has allowed him to have the type of success here in recent starts than maybe he was having a little bit earlier in the season?
I think he's just growing in confidence. He's new to the league, so it's like anybody who's it's their first year or two. There's going to be a little break-in period. You're going to see other teams adjusting to you, and so you need to find a way to make the readjustment back to them. And I think he's just growing in confidence in terms of attacking the zone and not letting little things get to him as much, hits. And when those happen, he's done a lot better job of keeping a really solid mindset and approach and working through those tough innings. So I think that's been a really big key for his success.
Kyle Higashioka is with us. A couple of things on that, Kyle. First of all, we were, we kind of surmised that one of the things that's helped Waldron a little bit is the fact that he's kind of just gone ahead and said, okay, I'm a knuckleballer. And he's kind of just, made peace with that. And it's kind of helped him be a little more successful. Number two, part of that, how are you at peace with catching the knuckleball? And has it been at all difficult for you to kind of make that adjustment catching that pitch?
Yeah, it's still really difficult to catch. But I will say I've gotten a lot more comfortable with it. And, you know, over the past several starts, I've just constantly been trying to tweak, you know, stuff in my setup or my personal approach to catching it to try to help me, you know, not let some of those go by. So I don't think it'll ever be easy, but I definitely have become a lot more comfortable. And so now, you know, I'm actually really enjoying catching them. It's kind of a fun way to, like a cat and mouse game to play.
Yeah. And he's unique from the standpoint of, I know we're talking about him embracing the knuckleball, but he uses his other pitches in his repertoire. And I got to ask you, you know, I grew up watching some knuckleballers in the league. Seemed like catchers always had a different glove for the knuckleballers. You've elected to stay with the same catching glove that every catcher has. Is that because Matt uses the rest of his pitches as much as he does, or is that just a comfort thing for you?
Partly because by the numbers, he throws more normal pitches than knuckleballs on average. But also, we didn't really have a glove broken in, so it's like we're working on it, you know. So just in case I want to use it down the road, we're working on getting one broken in. But we didn't have a glove.
That's crazy. Kyle Higashioka's with us. Kyle, there's been a little. Well, first I want to ask you this. Just last night, you hit the home run. You almost hit two. I thought you had a second one. The drama in the eighth inning. Can you let us in on this? Were you told ahead of time that Manny might hit for you? Because the way that kind of came around to us watching the game, it was like a bit of a dramatic situation. You know, you went out, and then all of a sudden, here came Manny.
Yeah. I felt like Kirk Gibson was walking down the tunnel. getting ready to hit a three-run bomb. But, no, I saw him walk in the dugout before I was on deck. I think, like, a few hitters before me. And so I had an idea that he might be, you know, good enough to pinch it in that situation. And, you know, anytime you have Manny Machado on the bench, I mean, it's tough to not put him in that situation. So, you know, it didn't go our way, obviously, but a guy like Manny, you trust him in any situation.
Kyle Higashioka joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Kyle, we talked a little bit about the homer you hit yesterday. You had a little bit of a rut there, and you seemingly are starting to come out of it. I mean, what are some of the things you've been trying to focus on the offensive side to kind of get yourself in this kind of, you know, range that you've been in the last couple games?
Just trying to simplify things at the plate a little bit. You know, trying to really hone in on swinging at better pitches, and also not trying to do too much. I know, you know, two of my last three hits have been homers, but I'm not trying to do that. I'm really just trying to make solid contact, and it's kind of funny how that happens, though.
Yeah.
Kyle, real quick before we let you go, and you know you got work to do, you played in New York, now you're playing in San Diego, you're from Southern California. There's been some controversy. You guys have brought up how much more difficult it is to play in New York, the media versus the media in San Diego. Where do you come down on this? I don't mean to ask you such a tricky question with only a minute or so left, but can you make a little bit of a comparison yet?
I mean, there's just more media attention in New York, you know? I mean, I don't know if it's, I mean, I guess you know, some people obviously do find it more difficult, but a lot of it's also, you know, the way you handle the media. If you're going to be combative and you know, defensive, if they ask tough questions, then it's going to be a tough go for you. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're just kind of interpreting what they see on the field. And, you know, if you make a bad play, you got to answer for it. So, you know, that's all it is. But with all the media attention comes a great deal of positives too. I mean, you know, the fans are great there. They love the team. So, you know, just like in San Diego, you know, the fans, they care. So, yeah. You know, that's what you want.
No doubt. Kyle, appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us, man, and we'll let you get to work. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.